Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for June 2022, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. I am often asked to comment on the direction in which Freemasonry appears to be travelling in the 21st century, and I'm always keen to dispel any notion that the fraternity of which I am proud to be a member is in danger of imploding or becoming a pastiche of Rotary or the Lions. I generally counter the latter by pointing out that Freemasonry is much older than those two very laudable organisations. As for the former, I'm never sure why anyone would think Freemasonry could fail suddenly or dramatically. We are a well-established organisation with a sound base. Equally, we have a management team which recognises the need for change, albeit, to quote the Grand Master, we do change, carefully and after due consideration, to meet the challenges of the times. I'm not a great fan of the phrase, to make Freemasonry relevant in the 21st century, simply because it is almost impossible to quantify relevance in an objective manner, whereas it is easy to base relevance on opinion or subjective information. The incoming pro-Grand Master is on record as saying, we shall resist the temptation to embrace faddish management and organisational theories. This statement leads me to conclude that the United Grand Lodge of England is clear on how it sees the future of Freemasonry. In the first instance, it is recognised that we are a members' organisation and we must ultimately focus on attracting new members and ensuring that all members enjoy their Freemasonry. I believe the first aim might prove to be the easier of the two to achieve, while the second really does require more thought. Secondly, the UGLE is focused on developing and enhancing the organisation's reputation. In a recent note, this point was reinforced. To cement our reputation as a force for good in our communities and society at large, and as a thriving organisation that people aspire to join. For my part, I trust that there will be no attempt to change any of the fundamental Masonic values that have been maintained and handed down from generation to generation. The principles of Freemasonry may be couched in different words such as integrity, respect, charity, and friendship. For Wiltshire Freemasons, these words underscore who we are, a constant in a changing world. The relationship of the Royal Arch and the craft is described as an integral part of Freemasonry. The Royal Arch has been described as the root, heart, and marrow of Freemasonry, for it may be said that without it, the teaching of the craft is incomplete. A Master Mason who is curious about what lies beyond the craft should progress naturally to the Royal Arch. I'm delighted to support What's Next for You in Freemasonry, an introduction to the Royal Arch, which is being presented by Andy Entwistle and Richard Wright on Saturday the 18th of June at the Swindon Masonic Centre, The Planks, Swindon. Finally, I will be joining the Brethren of Sarum Lodge for their second Super Saturday double initiation. If you are able to, why not join them on Saturday the 18th of June? Details are on the newsletter page of the website. And from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master, Wiltshire recognises that growth in membership is not only a key feature of the United Grand Lodge of England's medium-term strategic plan, but it is also important to the future of Freemasonry in the province. At the same time, Wiltshire Freemasons recognise the importance of the many long-serving members who have given exemplary service to the craft over the years. I was honoured to visit Pleddle Lodge to present a certificate to Brother Ray Courtney, who recently celebrated 50 years in Freemasonry. What a magnificent achievement! I was pleased to hear from the Provincial Membership Officer, Colin Cheshire, that lodges are working really hard to reduce the backlog of men awaiting initiation. It's heartening to be informed of the number of emergency meetings being held to not only initiate, but also to pass and raise brethren. Colin advises me that we still have over 90 gentlemen waiting to be welcomed into Freemasonry, and that inquiries for membership are still being received. Salisbury Lodges held another open bar event, at which they welcomed a number of visitors and friends of brethren from the seven lodges which meet at Crane Street. These evenings have proved very successful on two fronts. First, in promoting Freemasonry as a force for good in our communities and society at large, and secondly, as a thriving organisation that people aspire to join. Divisional Officer South, David Henry, said, "We don't push Freemasonry, but we do use the environment of the dining room with its honour boards to introduce who we are and what we do. It clearly works, as at the last meeting, two Form Ps were completed, and two gentlemen started their personal journey into the mysteries and privileges of ancient Freemasonry." And from the Assistant Provincial Grand Master, I'm really excited to be attending the second Sarum Super Saturday that is being held at Freemasons Hall, Crane Street, on Saturday the 18th of June. It really will be a bumper afternoon of great ceremony and fun. The great thing about this event is that you can really enjoy the experience in part or the whole. The choice is yours. Part 1 will start at 1 p.m. with two initiations. The lodge will then be called off for a cup of tea and a biscuit, and part 2 will start at 3:30 p.m. with two further initiations. Members of the active Wiltshire Provincial team will conduct part 2 with the Provincial Grand Master occupying the Senior Warden's chair. You really won't want to miss a unique opportunity to hear the explanation of the First Degree Tracing Board. Infrequently given in lodges today, it is the most fascinating way to discover the importance of the lodge and its symbolism. The working tools of an entered apprentice Freemason will be presented by two of the lodge's newest members. Your support and encouragement will be absolutely well received and very much appreciated. You will also hear the charge after initiation and a very special presentation of the mode of preparation. To round off what we are sure will be a memorable day, Brother Barry Jordan Davis of the City Lodge will lead everyone in an explanation and presentation of the initiate's chain. To experience this amazing event and book your place, please email John Clough using j-clough@sky.com. Please indicate if you'll be attending for the 1 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. start time. State your name, lodge name and number, Masonic rank, and any dietary requirements. There will be a four-course dinner, for which the dining fee is only £17. How often have you heard it said that visiting is the lifeblood of Freemasonry? While I think the phrase is slightly hyperbolic, I would be the first to acknowledge that visiting is very important and is one of the benefits of being a member of the Fraternity of Freemasons. The other statement commonly made is that a Freemason is entitled to visit any lodge in the English Constitution. In 2007, the Board of General Purposes made it quite clear that there was no entitlement or right of visitation, but the custom of visiting, which has a long and honourable history in English Freemasonry, ought not to be discouraged. Brethren are, however, reminded that while every Freemason in good standing is eligible to attend lodges, other than his own as a visitor, subject to Rule 127 in the Book of Constitutions, he is not necessarily entitled to do so. Under Rule 126, the Master has the power to refuse admission to any visitor whose presence, in his opinion, is likely to disturb the harmony of the lodge. No doubt the words of the Master to the new initiate will be brought to mind. You should never put on that badge should you be about to visit a lodge in which there is a brother with whom you are at variance, or against whom you entertain animosity. Visiting is one of the most pleasurable aspects of Freemasonry, and is to be recommended and actively encouraged. Brother Paul Robinson has initiated a Facebook site to encourage visiting within the province by providing a link to brethren who are willing and able to offer car sharing. Do take a look at Wiltshire Craft Freemasons Visiting Network. Our Provincial Grand Chaplain, Michael Barrett, who has had to reduce his Masonic activities for the time being due to health reasons, is also well known for his regular articles in local Wiltshire magazines and giving presentations to both adult and youth groups about what to see in the night sky. Michael, a keen amateur astronomer since childhood, recently received the exciting news that a lifelong ambition had been fulfilled in that he had been elected a Fellow of the Royal Astronomical Society. The Society was formed in London in 1820 and is based in Piccadilly. Its first president was William Herschel, the discoverer of the planet Uranus, and past fellows include Sir Patrick Moore, Will Hay, the British comedian, amateur astronomer, and discoverer of the white spot on Saturn, not to mention finding time to give flying lessons to Amy Johnson, and astronomer Heather Cooper. Fellowship is open to professional astronomers, astrophysicists, and geophysicists, and amateurs who have shown a serious commitment and contribution to those sciences. As a Freemason, Michael was exhorted to study the liberal arts and sciences, of which astronomy is the seventh. I'm sure we can all agree that his election to a fellowship of the Society bears testament to the fact that he has applied himself to the study of astronomy. Well done, and many congratulations, Michael. Forget-Me-Not Lodge in Luggershall has a long tradition and association with the military. The brethren were delighted to support the vital work of the Soldiers, Sailors and Airmen's Families Association, Wiltshire, with Lodge Master Tony Davis presenting a cheque for £500 to Margaret Locke and Rosina Bellis. SSAFA understand the unique demands of service life, whether it's on UK soil or overseas. Support is available for people at any stage in their military career, from the youngest recruit to the oldest veteran. Lodge of Remembrance, meeting at the Planks, Swindon, recently held an emergency meeting and welcomed two new members to the Lodge. Since October, the Lodge has initiated 6 new brethren, passed 2 fellowcrafts, raised 1 to a Master Mason, and installed a new Master. Thank you for listening.